Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, February 1st, 2016. Boy, it sounds so amazing to say that. And this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Well, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And I also hope that a wonderful week is in store for you, too. Happy Monday to you all. Wow, doesn't it seem like it was just last week that we were making those 2016 resolutions? It's true, time does seem to fly. It doesn't really, but it just seems like it. But, you know, I believe that what we have to do then is spread our wings so that we can keep up, keep moving, going and going with it in as many positive ways as we can. And we're going to be talking about some of those positive things today. If you're a listener, you've listened previously to this show before, then you know how much I like talking about positive stuff. Today is Master Your Mindset Monday. It's a show that I do the first Monday of every month, along with my radio BFF, TV host, and superstar RRR, Cassandra McShepherd, who graciously accepts my invitation to share her thoughts on a variety of interesting topics that are meant to expand, explore, and excite even our way of thinking, our views, our perspectives, our consciousness about life, ourselves, and other things. Thinking thoughts is a powerful thing. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Thinking thoughts is a powerful thing, and that's why I like talking about it, and particularly our mindsets. You can rise, roar, and soar with how you think, or you can place every limitation imaginable in life's way in your way with it. As much as most of us want breakthroughs, break intos, and break out of, and to break free of certain things that may be holding us back, it's important, if not critical, don't you think, that we always are stretching our thinking in the same way that we're compelled to exercise our bodies. We do it to keep our bodies fit. It is what we must do to keep our minds in the best of shape, too. Wouldn't you agree, Cassandra?
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you equated it with physical activity, that of strengthening, toning, and keeping the body fit and agile, because the mind is a muscle. And it is a muscle that can outperform a back muscle, a thigh muscle, or any muscles that we might train for our body. The mind is the most powerful muscle that we have, and we do ourselves a disservice if we don't strengthen and stretch it and work it out as well.
Well, it's so true, and that's a great, that the whole workout idea, and I know how much that resonates with you as well as how we think, but that was a great way to frame where we're going with all of this. It is a muscle, and it is very powerful how we think. And so as we talk today about stretching our thinking, ideas, inclinations, and inspirations, we want to, say how do we start that? You know, it's, I think when we're talking, we talk about this stuff so frequently, and sometimes it seems otherworldly, I suppose, or even out of reach for some people, but it really isn't contextually. What we're talking about is really pretty normal day-to-day ways that we operate in the world that we can potentially be better at doing just based on how we handle our mindset, how we handle our thinking. So what I think we would like to do first, Cassandra, going into this, since we put the workout idea out there, is how do we give our ideas, inclinations, and inspirations to work out? I think one of the things we have to do is look at what do we have to lose. If we, we're actually looking at a workout for physical purposes, we'd be thinking about how we're trying to get in shape and what we're trying to lose. So one of the things I wrote down is maybe a ton of negative thinking. That may be the first purpose and looking at how to stretch your thinking, getting rid of the negative thinking. Sounds easier said than done, but you got to start somewhere, just like you do with a regular physical workout, right?
You absolutely do. And as we talk about so often, Silver, it's very easy to say, I'm not going to do this or stop doing this or banish this or that or get rid of this and that. But the truth is, as I have lived to find out, it's much more effective if you do a bait and switch, if you exchange one belief system or thought pattern for another. And when I think about, or I should say what I thought about as you were talking, again, is that foundation, that fundamental belief, because if you believe fundamentally that the world is out to get you, that, you know, people are evil or bad, or that you can't do one thing or another, then stretching your mind past that fundamental belief is going to be more challenging, if not impossible. But the good news is you can identify that fundamental belief, and that is exactly where you begin to stretch and work that out.
That's really a great thought. Shedding the bad thoughts may not be easy, but it definitely is a part of the process. And the fact that you said bait and switch, I really like that, because that's another thing to, rather than just kind of maneuvering, put out there what it is you're going to think or do by getting rid of the negative part of the thinking. And when you're doing a physical workout, you determine which machinery you're going to work with or which program you're going to follow, not just saying, I'm going to get in shape, I'm going to lose weight, but you actually have some trainer or somebody that's guiding you through the course of, again, the workout machinery, showing you exactly what you need to do. So I think it's a great idea. Write down some of those thoughts and have them available to you to combat, counteract on whatever it is you may be thinking that is not taking you down, losing the bad thoughts. So that's really, really great. The second thing I have is stretching first. And I want to use some examples. I have imagine. And I mean imagine all day, every day. Imagine. Einstein said that the imagination is a preview of life's coming attractions. And there are gazillion examples to use, just a gazillion examples to use of people who use their imagination. All we have to do is look around. Everything we see was the result of somebody's idea or inclination or inspiration. But I wrote down a couple of big ones because they morphed into things that were so huge that most of us don't even think back to their very meager beginnings as a slight thought in somebody's head. And of one of them is the whole social media thing. And of course, Mark Zuckerberg, who has become we need to think of another word for the billions that he has made from instituting Facebook. But it was just a thought, probably not even put onto any, I'm sure not even on any paper initially, like most of us. It's just there, and you're swirling it around in your head. And in his particular case, nothing stopped him from moving forward, and now he's for the greater good, connected so many parts of the world and people in the world, and you know, as many sometimes negative things that can come with social media, on the one hand, is proven to be a very important entity for the world. And then I think of George Eastman, who is the founder of the Kodak camera. And when we look at TV, movies, and all of our little cell phones and selfies and all the things we do with it and videos and things we do, rarely, I'm sure, does anybody think that at some point that had to start somewhere. And one of the founding fathers, one of the founding fathers of it all was George Eastman, who not only just had an idea, and this is the incredible part for so many inventors and innovators, they put everything on the line to make something happen. This man, like so many others, have given everything because they could not let it go, what they saw in their mind, what they imagined could be, that you could actually capture imagery on a piece of paper or film. And that's all it was at that point. It wasn't everything we know that comes with the greatest of ease that we create from now. The whole concept, if you think about it, of taking real life and putting it on something to, you know, look at or, you know, be a video or a movie. It's just an incredible thought that you can stop real time and put it in a place of where it's you know, again, something that's not moving that you can keep forever and all of that. It's really incredible. But there's so many other
that
things, you know.
That it can be stopped and manipulated, and it is truly amazing. And I don't know whether or not we really consider all the things that can happen. And as you say, that they began as thoughts in mind, as does everything. Everything, good and bad, is a thought. It starts with a thought, which goes to what we were saying, that thoughts are incredibly powerful and creative things.
Well, I think that it's so important. You know, I said earlier in my intro of how we are looking for breakthroughs. We're looking to break into something. We're looking to break free of something else so we can go beyond ourselves to that. And it really does depend on, to a great degree, our imagination. And imagination is so free. It's just so free. And I can't emphasize to anybody enough that if you can gather up that information or that, and you can see this thing in your head, then why would it be impossible for you to make it happen? Well, that's where what we're talking about will come into play. One of the first things we probably want to say to ourselves, well, yeah, it's a good idea, but it's just an idea. But then you, I don't know if you've ever had it happen, but I have. You think of somebody, then somebody else does it. And
absolutely.
And so you see that it may not have been you may not have been the only person that thought of it, but that doesn't mean anything. If you could be the first one to put it out there. So it's so important to just go ahead and follow that inclination that you may have. It could potentially turn into something so phenomenal. But, you know, as I thought about this, I thought about one humorous thing, too, because some of those ideas may seem so silly to us or so, you know, crazy. But some of the craziest ideas, too, have turned into some of the most lucrative things. I thought about the pet rock years ago.
That lump of metal called the move ring. I had one.
Yeah, I did too. And so, you know, we never know what satisfies a person's emotions or curiosities enough to buy something. Those weren't very long-lived creations, but probably enough to make some people wealthy. And so I think you have to just follow through. Could it fall on his face? Potentially, but you find out with many innovators inventors, they try a lot of stuff. They try a lot of stuff that doesn't work. It doesn't really matter in the whole scheme of things until you hit that thing that really does zoom for you. So you can't let your thinking keep you from stretching to that point that says, I should go ahead and give it a try. Go ahead and stretch and give it a shot. That imagination is telling you something about you or about something that the world needs. So don't hold back. You know, I thought about in all of this too. I know you have hardly any time to watch these things on TV, Cassandra, but I'm a big fan of Shark Tank and Beyond the Tank. You know, they have these multi-millionaire, billionaire people on a panel who look at ideas and inspirations that other people bring to them to try to acquire funding and support, help to launch their businesses to in the beginning or to another level. And you learn a lot. And I want to encourage people who do have those kinds of ideas to watch shows like that, because I've watched it from the beginning. I've watched that show ever since it's come on. Rarely miss it if I can help it. But I think what you learn a lot about, and they are so information wise with what they tell you, not just there to look at what people are offering, but to tell you about yourself, tell you about how your idea is either a good one, an okay one, a great one. And if you're listening with the right kind of listening ear, you're going to learn a lot about yourself and what can work and what If your idea is actually one that's a hobby, or if it's something that could potentially impact the world, I think it's important too. We've heard people say, "Oh, that's a wild idea." Well, maybe, but I think what that show helps to do is to give people a focused perspective on what it is that they may be thinking. Every now and then, they have somebody that don't agree with the sharks, which I think, you know, sometimes their ideas do continue to go and grow. But listening to them, I think you get a very good idea of how to put framework around your idea, or how to really map a path to making that idea into something that's truly worthy, or could give you wealth, or give purpose to again, your life and maybe the lives of others. So I wanted to make sure I had a note there. I didn't want to miss saying that. It's not always something we can do by ourselves anymore. I heard somebody say that on a show I was listening to yesterday. You don't always have to try to do something by yourself. And he repeated it several times. And I think it's important, too. Sometimes you got to, you know, think it through, stretch through by yourself. But don't hesitate to ask others to give their thoughts and ideas on it as well. The third thing I have is put the time and effort to get that idea into shape, to help it to take shape. And I kind of put some ideas on that by what I just said. But again, a couple of other things come to my mind. I was at Dr. Tony Evans' church yesterday, and he used a story to talk about how we think. And he used a former baseball star, Reggie Jackson, who was well known, of course, for his milestones in baseball. And he was known as Mr. October, because when October would roll around after baseball started, of course, in spring, seemed that his skills would just peak and he would do the most amazing things, be toward the end of the season. But it's also the time where the series are, you know, you could potentially be going into the series. And so his game would go from A game to triple A game. And Dr. Evans talked about how, someone was interviewing him and said, asked Reggie, how does that happen? And he said, well, most people think, and I'm paraphrasing this, he said, most people think it happens in October. He said, but I started practicing this in February, and in his head and in his actions. And so I think it's so important to put information out there like that, to let people know that when your creativity, your imagination, your skills are at an optimum, it's not because it happens that day. It's not because of anything you just did in that moment. It's because you have worked and put the time in, the effort in, to hone your thought, your idea, to come up with ways, several perhaps, or even maybe hundreds of approaches to getting to where you want to go. It isn't just a overnight thing. Now, we are in a society now where social media can help you create something overnight that looks really good in your bank account before too long. So I can't minimize that as a possibility. But I think if we were to interview the people that happened to as well, we'd find, too, that they had been in an imagination stage or a creative stage for quite some time before it actually popped out into accessibility to the general public. So time and effort to get in shape. What are your thoughts, Cassandra?
I was going to say that many overnight successes will tell you that is how they are described, portrayed. But the reality is, as you said, that the work began long before the accolades come. But it's also interesting, and this is that time in our conversation, which I have to warn people, this is grown folks thinking. but we're here because as I think about you, as I listen to what you're saying, I think that a lot of times we look at ideas that we have or thoughts or things that seem really cool or that make us, you know, fame or wealth or whatever. I believe with everything that I'm about that we are on purpose and destined to do a thing or so. You spoke a little earlier about, have you ever noticed how you have an idea and you don't act on it, and then you see it, you stumble over it, you might even be compelled to buy it yourself, all the time kicking yourself thinking, I thought of this. And I've heard that explained is that inspiration is, divine inspiration is, and if it comes to you, it is yours to do, to grasp it. But if you lurk, just because you don't, doesn't mean that a thing will not happen, because things or inspirations or thoughts too have their own destiny. And so it's a gift if it comes by you and you are to entertain them, no matter how outrageous or unlikely or improbable it might seem. We, most of us, live long enough to realize for somebody else they made it work. And usually what that person did was just entertain it. Entertain the thought. In other words, don't shoo it away. I can't do that, or that's too hard. Invite it over for a glass of wine. Look at it for a while. Mull it over. Seriously, entertain it. When things are entertained and treated well, they come back and they bring friends. And mm-hmm. so while you might not know what to do with it, when it comes back because you made it a safe place to be, it'll come back with a first step or another inclination or, you know, so it's just, as you said earlier, thoughts are free, thoughts are personal, but thoughts are things. Thoughts are incredibly creative, powerful things.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I you know, again, so many innovators come to mind when I ones that have stood out in my mind for years. I often used the people I've talked about today. I've often used when I've done corporate training as examples for leaders and managers who are wanting to bring a new dynamics into their work groups and to their teams, and that, you know, to pool thoughts and ideas together without, you know, hesitation. Don't be afraid to stretch your thinking, even if the ideas feel or sound like they may not be doable or workable. Some of it just feels like that. Everything doesn't resonate as a reality or a truth, or even if it does come out of your head or your mouth, doesn't mean that you're, you know, going to be the one to turn it into something. It may not, you know, it may not be you. It might be somebody else. You know, they say great minds think alike. So a lot of things are, you know, going to be put out there. But the critical thing, again, is just to don't hesitate. Don't box yourself in. Don't be the one that stymies your own ability to expand and to stretch. Don't be your own, you know, worst enemy. Again, imagination is free. Ideas are free. It's not going to hurt anything or anybody for you to write stuff down or search things on the internet or ponder them or imagine them or pray about them. It's not going to hurt anything to do that. I think of, again, and his name escapes me, I'd have to try to Google it real fast, but one of the fathers of DNA, initially, when they had some big medical convening with lots of doctors and scientists and all, and he presented the idea, the concept of DNA, and then being able to use it to read so many things about an individual that were exact to self-identifying so many things about us, they laughed at him. They thought it was an impossible concept to be able to analyze that kind of data about a human being. And so much so that, I mean, they truly, literally laughed at him, to making him feel shame about thinking about that probability. Well, we all know now what a huge impact DNA has had upon
so many industries that it, you know, you wonder how could he only see that at that time? But they literally laughed him away from the table and out the door.
It was his to do, and he honored it. And even though he was laughed at and I'm sure, you know, scorned and everything, free thinkers make people very uncomfortable. Creative people, you don't always get the support that you might want or feel that you need in a situation like that. It makes people nervous.
yes.
But, you know, it does. Makes them very uncomfortable. But he did hold true to it. It's like I say, I just believe that the world is on its own path and course of evolution, and it's going to be. Question is, are you going to stretch your mind? Are you going to be a part of that creative process? I just think that we've all come here uniquely created to do certain things. And it's not, it feels really mystical and whatnot, but I personally don't believe that it is. It's just, will you honor it? You know,
mm-hmm.
because at this point in history, we can look back and see so many things, as you outlined, few that were thoughts in the beginning that are now belief systems that we live and operate by. It's just the way things are now. But at one point,
yeah,
they were, many of them, ideas.
Yes, for sure. Well, I want to wrap our conversation with one quote, Cassandra, and I invite you to speak to it before I close. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The mind, once stretched by a new idea, never returns to its original dimensions." He was very radical-minded when it came to life and religion and other things, and has some very interesting information if anybody's interested in reading anything about his background. But that quote also has always stuck with me, that the mind, once stretched by a new idea, never returns to its original dimensions, which, I mean, says so much about there's space there that you're supposed to put something into it once you've gotten that idea.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put something into
it. Yeah, you can never not know a thing. And again, that quote speaks to the certain destiny. And I speak specifically of destiny in this conversation for one reason, because a lot of times when you have a thought or an idea, you are attempting to entertain something or attempting to grow, it feels unlikely, impossible, improbable, like it just ain't going to happen because nobody's ever done it before, right? And I just think about, again, if we could approach these things with a sense of purpose, a sense of destiny, like it's ours to do, then it should be less frightening. Somebody's got to be the breakthrough. Somebody's got to, and someone is going to be the accredited first one to do thus and such. Somebody's going to get that credit. And it's not always about credit, but will you be honest to the thoughts and honor the thoughts that come to visit us? Will we stretch our thinking? Because it's ours to do.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, my friend, once again, for joining me. I appreciate you. Definitely wouldn't want to do this show with anybody else. You can catch Cassandra at CassandraMcShepherd.com, also on Real Milwaukee, and it streams online Monday through Friday. So check her out. She is so much fun to watch with her panel of hosts. I know I enjoyed it, and I know you will too. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, for listening. I appreciate it and want you to tell your friends about Foxology today. And please like my page on Facebook as well. I'm going to look forward to talking with you next time. Again, I'll be bringing you some powerful, positive information. In the meantime, remember, stretch that thinking. Don't be afraid to lose those bad thoughts that are weighing you down. Imagine, 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 and do all you can to get that idea in shape. Again, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. Don't be afraid to do your thing. I hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you again soon.